Okay, Jermaine. You're
Hello.
On, Jermaine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thanks.
Hey, darling.
I've been watching The Magician.
Yeah.
All my questions were about that. You know, when Penny goes to the fountains, and it's that place called the Neitherland?
Neither.
Or Neitherlands?
Well, it's the neither. It's the neither. The fountain is the neither, pool of neither. But it does neither. That's the point. The in-between place. Go ahead. You're talking about it, break bills.
Yes. When Penny went there, he was a traveler and landed there on accident.
You have to have the block, the puzzle box. You have to trap it in the puzzle box, not from there, but from the puzzle box.
Why was the Anubis statue there?
To remind you where you were.
Oh, I got confused. I thought maybe it was the ninth gate.
No, well, it might be the ninth gate, but that's not the point of the ninth gate. If it were or weren't, that's not what it's reminding you of. It's letting you know to be aware, be cognizant of your realm.
So is that called the Neitherlands because it pretty much can take you anywhere once you're there?
Neither, yes.
They talked about the groundhog thing. You've been talking about that a lot. What is exactly, is it like a reset? The Groundhog Day?
Maybe.
What do you mean when you actually get stuck in that state, in Groundhog Day?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? Fashion's been stuck in it for about a year now. You can't say anything other than that ridiculous colors by goddamn Crayola crap.
Last time I think you told me to use them, no? Bright colors? No, you said bright colors.
I know, but that's... I know we are, but that's where the fashion is stuck.
So there
you're talking about getting stuck, like Groundhog Day, and we think, well, that's what the point is. Like fashion is stuck. Stuck like Chuck.
You know, the grimoires that we all should be playing with.
We do, as a matter of fact.
Is that the time now I can use my right hand for my grimoires?
Not yet. You better wait. You don't know. No, don't use your right one yet. Go easy with that.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want Jack's stuff to fall off, do you?
No.
Then don't
no,
use your
I
right
don't.
Hand. Don't use your right hand until you finish it. And you'll be finished, the magician?
Oh, no, I was just going to start again today. All over again, because it's a lot of stuff. Okay,
so be aware. Be aware. You have realities that you're just now coming into. Hold on 1 second, dear. Bob, this is that part where you have all this power and you don't know it, and you're already doing well and you don't know it. This is a practical way for you to practice seeing some of the opportunities of the things that you can do when you have talents and abilities, especially as a god, pulling from the angels, making the angels do stuff. Now you get to see how you can really push people around and how you can really come into your oats. Or when your milk comes in, as it were, then what happens? And you then can start practicing and make it a practical magic. It's aperture science, you see.
So can I start using it now, or once I rewatch?
Left, not right yet.
Can you give me just one way of starting one of my grimoires?
May ko mi ala mu de hu ta de ki ta pola.
Perfect. Thank you. And then I noticed that I'm on a reverse type of pattern.
Cream won't break.
Cream won't break?
Correct.
What does that mean? Cream like the color cream? Or
no,
cream
like butter. Cream like butter. Oh. When you make it whipped cream and you break the cream, that's what happens.
So this reverse place that I'm in, I just stopped doing stuff. I'm kind of relaxing and allowing all the way.
Except for Jack.
Except for Jack, relaxing and allowing. Well, I think maybe that's how I noticed the reverse pattern. Well, that was the indicator that told me I was in a reverse pattern when you told me I didn't know how to use the moneymaker.
That's right, honey.
because everything I was doing, it was getting the opposite effects.
Right, and you were like, what is wrong with me? We're like, nothing, you're just doing it wrong. You're like, oh, you're okay.
So what do you recommend for that? How do I reverse it?
You've already started.
I think I did it because I didn't care and I relaxed and I noticed it and I laughed about it.
That's not even all about that. It's not even serious. It's not that serious. The only reason it was serious is also you made it serious. But that's, you know, same problem we had before. So it's no problem. Just noticing, just saying. So, soften your place. That's all you got to do. You're all right.
Soften.
Anybody hurt?
Soften my what?
Place.
Oh, place. Okay, I can definitely.
Everything is on a hard surface, so it all bounces. And then it bounces, and you set things off, and then don't know where they bounce to. And then you're mad because it's breaking windows and busting through the roof and busting the light fixtures and throwing the lamps on the damn floor and breaking whiskey barrels. It's terrible. Don't throw it if you don't know where it's going to bounce to. Or soften your surfaces. Echoes only echo on soft, hard landings.
And then my machine, I already drew it up. Is the size okay?
It's a little bulky, isn't it?
Yeah, I could get rid of some of the part on the left side, right?
No, I know, but we're not fussing. It may be okay because they used to have cell phones were the size of suitcases, remember? So, okay.
Oh, yeah. So it's a good start.
Like that.
I contacted Vicenza, the link you sent me. I think I'm just got to be more persistent and more clear because they didn't understand what I was saying, how I wanted it.
Then don't deal with them. Find another.
So what other material do you suggest besides Vicenza?
Well, if you're upside down, stop. We're not giving you that. If you're upside down, why in the world would we give you more direction when you're upside down? That's the silliest thing ever, ever, ever. You got to get right side up before you get clear of direction, because otherwise the thing we already gave you that would work doesn't work, so why would you give you something else that doesn't work? Be careful.
Okay,
don't sign in the Thompson quadrant again.
All right, so when I get out of the reverse, please.
Then you won't have that conversation. And then that's how you'll know you reversed it. So now you've made the problem, so when you overcome the problem, you have obfuscated the issue. Good. That's excellent.
And my last question is, what's the restructure doing for my body?
Changing it from the inside out. It's making you more supple, if that's even possible. We've got to do something. It's a Jack thing. Ask him how you taste lately.
What's supple?
Supple. Look it up. Supple.
Oh, yeah. thank you.
Well, why are you wincing? Why are you wincing for that? You are. What are you talking about? You all wince. Don't you wince. Supple is what you're trying to do.
Yeah. No, I know, but
you say yeah.
It's so many changes that I don't know, like, what's what with my body.
Good. Now, that's fair. Now, that's fair. That's good. And that's the reason we spend a great deal of energy and time talking with Bert. Not Bart, but Bert, about that on purpose. Do you see?
Yeah.
We did that on purpose so that people could actually focus for a second, because you're so busy. You want to see what everyone else looks like. You don't even see what you look like. You don't even know what you are. You don't even know your changes. You wouldn't know what ascension looks like. You think everybody's ascended, and they're not. Then you're coming back to ease into a position where you kind of gauge how you're doing. And the only thing you can look at is how everybody else is fucking doing, and they're not doing so good these days, especially those that get shot in the fucking head. Especially those. So you don't want to compare yourself to those, but be easier if you could find a way to make you happy in you, in your world work for you, and the things work for you the way you want them to work. And once they are, be, do, and have, then you are, be, do, and have, then you won't be having this conversation, however softly sideways. Do you see? Then it becomes reflection to touch. Reflection to touch. Good. That's very good. Practice your art. Practice your art. Your magic. So practice a little. There's a quiz.
I'm going to rewatch Magicians and then practice mine and stay away from the right hands.
We would until you get pretty better at it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Stay out of fillery, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
You ain't got no business over there yet. You stay out. You just ain't got no business over there yet. If you slip over there, you just come on back now. Don't you be out, especially after dark. Get your ass back over on this side.
I definitely won't. I got some questions about my grandfather from Fillory. Is that real?
Yeah, it is. That's the reason we see, and every time that just draws you more into it, more and more into it. That's the reason we don't want to, should say no, but we're not going to be not right with you. It is, but stay out of it for now.
I will. That's all I needed to know. Now I know what a lot more about.
For a little bit. Just watch the symbols. Just watch the symbols.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Happy day.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jermaine.
Thank you.
Who's this?
Me.
Okay, you have a question.
Yeah, I want to ask about something you mentioned in Bob's sessions that is in the loop, the artifact accelerator.
The artifact in the loop, yes.
Bob said you mentioned the loop and that a long time ago. So I just wonder, what is that?
Yeah, let me check that. Hey, Carolyn, when we did the Louvre and the Bobnet, that was a Ginny question way back in Rewrite. Remember the other day we did the Louvre and the Bobnet, and we were doing the Rewrite questions. Those were done 2 years ago?
Yes.
He brought up the Louvre before we were talking about going to Paris. Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay, yeah, just getting that was done a couple of years ago, before Paris.
Can you tell us more about the artifact?
It's under the pyramid. You know, the glass pyramid, it's under that.
What about the architect, the Chinese architect?
It was torn down, destroyed, and brought back.
But is he working for the mountain?
We can't say that.
Okay. Well, going into other topic, the Thule Society developed also some hand signs with runes to communicate with the Sumerians. And there have been other systems like Rudolf Steiner developed eurythmia to speak with movement. So are these type of speaking with movement similar to what is shown in the OA? Were they really tapping into something?
Yes.
And what's the difference between speaking with movement and speaking with the voice?
Speaking with what? What was that last bit? Speaking with the voice?
With the voice. Yeah, with the speech.
Who did that?
Yes, because there are many systems of communication with movement. Like the guy who studies the Kabbalah says the letters came from the hands. Or Rudolf Steiner developed eurythmia. And he has movements for the IOA.
What did you ask Ion?
Yes, what's the difference to when one speaks with movement and when one speaks with normal speech?
Yeah, did you get that, Ion? Did you get that question? Is it clear?
Yeah, we put it on the Goober Snatcher.
You put your answer on there?
Yes.
Okay, so you take that and you go up here. I'm just going to check it. He's showing a picture of the inverted pyramid in the museum. I think it's in the Louvre, or maybe somewhere else, so I'll send the link.
It's where the artifact
is. It's in the Louvre.
Well, you mean it's underneath the art? The artifact is not shown.
It's under that little pyramid sitting right there in the middle of everything.
Right, on that floor.
Right there.
Yeah, but that's
you cannot talk
Steiner's
about what
movement.
Is these artifacts.
Yeah, what about
for?
Steiner's movements? That's what she's asking about.
They're there.
That is silly. A chunk of cement, a little cement. I made a new noise. Everybody's trying to imitate, learn it, incorporate it.
That's not a new noise. That was on Hee Haw years ago. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all? I've searched the world over and thought I found true love. You need another and you were gone.
Okay, let's get something. We got to move on, Roxy. So you wanted to know about
does the arrhythmia is really like a type of language one can use?
They do. They really use it even now.
What will be movement used instead of a speech?
Maison call, palais, maison.
There are some tutorials of the OA movement. Do you advise us to learn them?
Yeah, look at them. You don't have to learn them. We'd much rather you see when they were down in the dungeon with the guy trying to get the fifth movement, that shift between the fourth when they were perfecting the third to the fourth. That's more important than the actual dance itself. But once you get to the place, it's a feeling place. There's no physical movement. They move physically because they have to engage a non-physical platform.
He's talking about in the TV show, what they did in the TV show.
Well, that's what she asked. The movements, the teaching,
not,
how to do this.
She hasn't seen the show. She doesn't know what it's about. She hasn't seen the show.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, I just watched some trailers and some excerpts from the movement.
Oh, okay.
That are on YouTube.
Yeah, trailers and cigarettes. Rooms split 50 cents. I'm a man of no means, man of the road.
Because a long time ago, I had also a dream where I was doing this type of movements, and I will direct my hands to the stars, and I really felt like a wave of energy. The feeling was amazing. So, what is that about? It was like the Nazi salute, but with both hands.
Kinda.
I was like squatting with the hands up.
Kinda. Well, kinda. It's that the guttural part.
In Mexico, there is a dance tradition that goes back to the Toltecs, and they say there are movements that it's known, like you can make it rain or create thundering or earthquakes. Is this type of speech a way to speak to the environment or to other things that are not human? Like inanimate?
They're not human. They're not inanimate.
Elements?
They're not. They're
like
not.
The magician?
They're not. Well, per se.
So this will be what we see as magical passes that have an effect on the environment, on elements?
It changes, yeah. Your agar is more supple.
Okay. Thank you very much. Super Sugar Love.
Super Sugar Love. It's good. Read the thing he put in here. Bart put the words to King of the Road.
Okay,
yeah, that's how you feel about trailers, watching trailers for sale or rent.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roxy. Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy,
okay,
happy.
Shad, go ahead.
Happy. Hasta la blah blah.
Mm-hmm. Abula Mangala.
Hey. Yeah, go ahead.
Howdy.
Go ahead, Chad.
How's it going, Ion?
Happily. Where have you been all day?
I'm on the 33rd parallel.
Oh, well, thank goodness. About time.
Just a couple questions, and then I'm going to hand it over to Kate. So this.
Well, no, you may not. Hold on just a second. There's a little work to do.
Okay.
Proceed.
What about that Alberta thing that I've been doing? It's starting to gain steam. Should I just let it die off or ride it?
If it were successful, what would it look like?
Meeting with Trump.
If it were unsuccessful, what would it look like?
Just being forgotten.
Well, both seem not so pleasurable in a second. What is it that you think you would want? Well, no, that's the wrong way. This is why we had to work on this. Your emphasis is on the incorrect syllable.
It's just something I started on in LARP.
We know. We don't want you to divulge anything. We're just saying they'd be on you. You wouldn't have to be pining for them. If it was half as good as you thought it was, they'd be wanting you. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And you're saying, well, they don't know about it because I won't tell anybody. Right. But guess what? All good things come out. Don't you worry about it. It's all normal now, isn't it?
But my only question really is, should I continue with it? Because it was just like a goofball thing I started, and it's taken on a life of its own. So should I just step back now and let it take off on its own?
Most goofball things are like that. But it wasn't so goofball when you started it. Now all of a sudden you're kind of concerned that this goofball thing can become the eye of the tiger.
Okay, but do I step back or do I continue just doing what I've been doing?
Wrong question.
Do I go balls deep?
You're not going to do either. Well, you're not going to do either. You're not going balls deep, and you're not going to drive it, and you're not going to undo it. You're not going to do any of those. So the question becomes, you're questioning to see if what you should you do. You already know what you're going to do, so just do that. Pleiades.
Pleiades, stars, okay. So the other thing is, I narrowly made it into the U.S. the other day.
We know.
Which is kind of concerning.
We told Bob. He asked the question. We didn't, but we answered it. But okay. He asked the question. It wasn't us.
Yeah, I'd like to just get this done and over with where I can be a resident here because I definitely don't want to live anywhere else. Other countries aren't up to the standard. Or should I just go travel around in Europe for a while? Because I don't want to go back to Canada. It's horrible.
No, you don't have to go back to Canada. You're okay. Just fill out your paperwork. You'll be fine. There's legal ways to do it.
All right, we'll do
the
paperwork.
You need help or something? Well, fuck him. You got to do the paperwork because if you don't do it, it's fine, and you'll always be in question, and you'll be en route back and forth to Hawaii, and they'll think you're from fucking Indonesia, and then they'll put you in the hoosie out. So, yeah, no.
All right,
Do your shit the right way, the way you know you have to do it. So, this is not the place you want to sidetrack the whole damn thing. If you need an apostille or something like that, that's fine, but you don't. So we'll get you one if you need one, but it's not necessary. Straighten up and fly right. You'll be okay. Where's the code? Write the code.
Well, I don't know what language to write in. You told me not Python. You told me I talk in PHP. You told me copy don't fax. I don't know.
Then do it and I don't know.
Am I supposed to use a computer? Am I supposed to make a computer?
No, just go with it. No, never mind. We'll see if we can get some coffee that'll fax for you.
Well, you asked me where the code is, and then you said just never mind, so.
Then do it and never mind. Perfect.
Should I use my MacBook Pro or should I use an Abacus?
Try them both.
A lot of deja vus down here in Arizona. A lot of those deja vu moments. Interesting. Cool place.
Because you're going back to you. The rocks are crying.
Yeah, I remember my very first session. You mentioned Sedona, Arizona, not far from here.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to Kate now, or do you have anything else?
Please yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Ion.
Always.
Here's Kate.
Hi.
Hey, darling.
Hey. You know how you said there's a different kind of protein in the restructure? Has the protein ever existed before?
Yes, it has, in manna.
How are they getting it?
We can't tell you that.
Okay, is that where you got it from?
Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Why would we tell you that in front of everybody, for Pete's sake?
Oh, I didn't know it was a big secret.
Well, then why wouldn't you know it already?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, you sleep with number one, darling. What you want to do?
Is it new to in our bodies? Like, is it a new protein, or did our bodies recognize it?
Not about the protein, it's about the amino acid combination.
Does it react with the eye cell in our body?
It has eye cell in it.
You know how you said how when you take the RNA drop, like if you're,
yep.
however you're feeling and acting, or like it kind of accentuates how you are. Like if you're mad or sad, the RNA drops make you even more mad or more sad. Is that the same thing that happens with the restructure?
Well, not quite the same. And it's not a bad thing. It's an okay thing. But you're talking about the varying balance, the varying balance of where were you when lightning struck the flying genie? You know what a flying genie is?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's when you cut down a tree and you have a stump and you have a board and you drive a nail into the board, into the stump. And you don't drive it all the way tight so that the board can spin. So it makes
a
circular thing, a flying, called a flying genie.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And if you knew, and if lightning were to strike the flying genie, you'd want to know where you were in proximity to it.
So if when we're taking the restructure, we actually don't need any other protein, like from any other sources?
No, but you're going to want it. Not about that. You're going to want it.
Okay.
That's like saying, once you're sleeping with Chad, you don't want to sleep with anybody else ever. And we go, well, no, you're sleeping with Chad, so you wouldn't want to sleep with anybody else. That doesn't mean you can't.
Yeah.
You see? So you're going to want other protein as well, also. You're actually craving it. You crave it already. So it's a good question because you're already craving it. So, hey, when's the last time you craved liver?
Today. I'm always craving
the point,
liver.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that
so even if I don't like say take 130 grams of protein in a day, I'm still reaching that because I'm taking restructure.
Most times. But see, you consume a lot of it. See, that's what I'm saying, you burn it all up. So you're trying to be so svelte and all this blah 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 that you're so busy living you don't have much of a life.
So if I want to, like,
start enjoying the life part a little bit.
Right. Good point. I know. I have to. But, like,
could you help with number one and his never mind position? We're going to have to build a no such castle. Remember the no such castle that doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
Henry VIII built that. It's also in non-such. So we're going to have to build a never mind. We have to build a never mind language. He needs a never mind language. No importa. No importa. No importa. Call it no importa. Will you help him teach him how to speak that language, please, darling? He seems to listen to you.
That will help us both.
Do you think? We'll cuddle up. We can get it right. We'll do it right. We thought we could say to him, but he keeps deferring. So we don't mind. It's just... we have to have a softer touch, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The claw hammer doesn't seem to be working while he's stuck in customs.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Right.
So we're out of Canada now. We don't have to go back anymore, right?
Well, that's up to never mind over there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Apparently, it'll be solved already. Well, good for you. That's fine. That's fine. He's going to be fine. It's like his thing. So we'll get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're on it like a bad habit already. But don't think you're not going to feel it. Don't, just so everybody knows.
Okay. So you know how you said our mass, we'll have more mass, but we'll weigh less?
Yes.
Is that because we're, because of the muscles, or is that our because of our blood?
We'd like to say yes, but you're just emaciated. You're just little, so you could beef up a little bit.
I'm trying.
Just eat a little more. You'll be all right. Okay.
I feel like I'm eating a lot. Like, I feel like Bob. Like, I just can't stop eating, and I don't know where it's all going.
Well, you're ascending, darling. That's what's happening.
So when I'm, like, training and lifting heavy weights, and you say that we can just go till failure, wouldn't I want
to
stop?
You used to, but you can't go to failure anymore. You just keep going. That's the point.
I don't want to talk about myself. Anyway,
okay,
I'll just keep beefing
Let's
up.
Talk about foxes. Let's talk about foxes.
Foxes? Are they going extinct?
Nope. They're not, but they eat their body weight like every time they eat, and they don't get big either.
Are we still breathing air?
Not really.
So we don't even need air anymore.
Not really. Well, you won't. Like, you never. What do you mean anymore? You never did. It's what's rotting you. Oxygen's what's rotting you. It's what's making you wither. It's what's making iron rust. It's what's making the world fall. It's what's fucking everything up. You got rid of everything that ever kept everything together was your salt and your carbon. You got rid of all that for higher mind. So, go figure.
So, if we don't need air, we don't really need water. Like, it doesn't matter which water we drink. Like, I could just go drink sewage and it does the same thing if I go drink natural spring water.
Yeah, well, that natural spring water is sewage, darling. That's what's so hysterical.
Perfect.
That's what's so funny. If you only knew what you all were consuming, it is hysterical.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, run a little exegesis on it, darling. You'll be pleasantly horrified. Let's just put it this way. Nasty will not kill you. If nasty would kill you, honey, you'd be stone cold dead from what you've already been exposed to. It doesn't.
Right.
It does not. Now, you want everything nice and you want everything wonderful, good. We got all that. But nasty will not kill you. So what's happening is as you ascend, you'll have it all pleasant to the palate. There'll be no acrid, sour, bitter things. It'll all be sweet and nice. And that's all good. Just keep doing it right. But then be focused on where you are. Know who you're with and exceed and abundantly engage. Keep it together.
Okay.
You understand?
I do.
Then,
that's
good.
Mise
en place. Mise en place.
And I want to say thanks for the Renu. Renu is my favorite thing in the whole world. Every time I get
it
in
is.
The mail, I'm so excited.
Bob's too, and he didn't even know what it is. He filled a bathtub full of it, took a bath in it for 5 minutes, and pulled the plug. That was it. $100,000 worth of Renew gone.
What did you say? I didn't know what? Okay.
Oh, you didn't even know what it is.
It never happened. He cites this thing. I had 100 pounds of fucking RNA. I didn't have bullshit.
See? He doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't even know what it is. See? We told you.
Yeah,
he didn't know what it is. Bob don't know. Bob didn't know.
I never take a bath. I don't sit in the bathtub.
See? He's never been in the bathtub. He doesn't have Renew. There is no product. There is no oceanfront property in Arizona. You from his front porch, you cannot see the sea. Yeah, there is none of that.
Okay, you know how you told me to eat the sun and the moon and the stars?
Yes, and you're doing good with that.
Is that in the restructure?
Well, so we want to say yes, but that's not what we're telling you to do. You're doing that fine. You're doing that fine.
Okay.
Maybe you don't know it, but you're actually, that's one of the few things you just did without all this damn fighting. You've got the fight in you.
Are there worlds inside our body?
Sometimes.
Like when we shed our skin and our hair, like are there like worlds on those pieces of our body that we're shedding?
Sometimes.
Oh,
you humans,
okay.
You think something has to be very, very large to be important. It can be tiny, tiny, tiny and be more important than the large, large, large. Did you never watch Men in Black?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's an example.
Okay. You know how some people think the Earth is round?
No, flat as a hamburger.
It's so flat. Okay, so if you're to fly in a plane, like, around the world, you're not going in a circle, you're just going straight?
In a concave, you're just going around. Yeah, it's just around and it's flat.
So when you're out in space looking down, you see these big balls, like, Why is it? Why does it look brown?
That's just the concave. That's the concave lenses that they're using. But they're getting good at it. They're getting good at it to show it. It's a circular flatness.
Oh, that's so cool. Huh.
And that's why everything outside of the 33rd parallel will go away.
So is there anything, like, cool that's going to happen since we're on the 33rd parallel? Like, is there anything significant?
It's where you're gin and tonica, where you can have a happy Hanukkah. Get on your yarmulke.
Should I just go eat more rat poisoning? Is that doing good?
All right with us. It's good. Okay. It's got a nice blood thinner, but you don't need any blood thinner. But if you did, rat poison will do that. Or you could just shoot up some warfarin. Warfarin's pretty good for that, too. But we really don't require it, do you? You've had a little rat poison in your life, though, but not much.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what you should do,
that's
maybe
good.
Poison the rat, and then eat the rat. Now, maybe that'll be better.
Oh, good one. Yeah, I'm
that might be
that.
Better. Nice protein. It's good. It's good. Be soft with all this now. Be soft with all this. It's very serious, so be soft with all this. We got this, but you got to be aware now. Just hang on, and you should be here next week for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Zion. Thanks,
Mom. Thanks a lot, Kate. You're welcome. Thanks, Kate. Okay, Legend.
How are your mama and them?
Mama name is just right.
Okay, good. I got a few questions. Yeah, I mentioned something the last time I called in about my truck having the keys.
Yep.
And my daughter's been driving it for a while. She just got a new car, so I gave the truck to a friend of mine, Samson. So I want to know what significance does the truck have that I need to stay involved with it. And every time I'm with Samson in that truck, weird things happen.
There's a connection. We just connect. Let Samson keep it because he's actually better with it than you, but make sure you have access to it from time to time. Maybe for inflection or for when things aren't going quite the way you think they should. It becomes a grounder for you. It always has. When you have, well, we don't want to go into all the details because you know the details better than we. In the what we call the dark days, that truck saved your life.
Saved my life. Well, you mentioned a long time ago that I had taken it to Columbia. Can you explain that again to me? I remember.
Why would we? It's recorded. Just listen to it again. We don't have to go through it again.
Okay, so I've used that in the past to access other worlds or it's a multiverse vehicle.
It's grounder. It's a grounder. You're all over the place, and you know this. We're just saying. Make it as a way to ground. Let Samson, he's better taking care of it than you were. Let Samson keep it. Just make sure you have an understanding that you want access. If it's just sitting on the tailgate, that's enough. Every now and again, reconnect with it until you get it right. And you're doing fine. There is no problem. There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. But you need something to ground you to this land. And that truck seems to be the thing to do it the best for you lately. Now, we might get you a thimble or a spool of thread later, but you don't have that now. So use what you have until you have something different. And that's what we want to say about that.
Do I need any copper on me or anything like that? I don't wear any jewelry or anything.
No, you've had enough of that. You're good. That's all good. You've had enough house inspecting. You've been around enough of that. You don't need any more. You're good. You're overgrounded now.
Okay, well, one day, Samson and I were just standing next to the truck, and the antenna went haywire. It started wiggling itself and then snapped off and flew across the street.
Yeah, that's right. That's the grounding. See, that's the part that does.
Should I replace the antenna? It's still broke.
Well, it's Samson's truck. Now let Samson do it.
So that brings me to the next question. So I was golfing about a month ago at my local golf course that I frequent. I've been golfing there for years, and in between the 10th and the 11th hole, I walked from the green to the tee box, and I noticed this drinking fountain that I'd never noticed before.
And it's not there. It's still not there.
Yeah, so I'm perplexed on how that occurred. So I took a drink, I looked around, I noticed the fountain, and then 2 weeks later, I went back out and played golf again, and it's not there.
Not there. Right. It wasn't there then.
Well, how do I take a drink on something that's not there?
Well, as we said earlier, stay connected to the truck because you are all over the place.
So that's no problem.
Well, I kind of wanted to know the perplexity of the multiverse. I mean, how do I...
There's no perplexity. There's slips. Do you know what cloth is?
Cloth?
Yep.
Cotton cloth?
Cotton or rayon or silk or wool material.
Okay.
Do you realize that that's all made up of individual threads? Remember we talked about a spool of thread that you didn't have? All those clothes, all those materials, all those cloths, all those garments, all those remnants are made up of nothing other than woven strings or thread. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you can pull a thread out of a garment, and it's still a garment, is it not?
Yes. You might have a hole
thread,
in it.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. That same one thread that you pull out of that material, you can strangle somebody and take your life with one thread, can't you?
How does it benefit me to recognize the fabric of elements that appear and disappear with, you know, it seems like I'm noticing more and more anomalies where I see
by
things.
By a single thread by thread. If you start looking at material as a whole bunch of different strings put together, it would be much more noticed when you see these other, quote, what you call anomalies that are not so anomalous to us.
I agree with that. However, I'm saying how do I benefit and or, use it as an positive attribute to recognize what world I'm in.
String of pearls.
Or string of pearls?
Mm-hmm.
Where was spinning hawk and ruffled feathers from? Do they interweave through the fabric of time, as you say, or they're from another planet?
No time, they just wave through the fabric. There's places in this world you haven't even been to, so how would you recognize all those others? Yes, there's lots of different versions of even this world, so yeah.
What I'm saying was they were human, and they're from the future, or they're ascended, so they know how to do that?
No future, no past, only now.
But were they humans, or were they from a different planet?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, leave it that, Steve.
Okay, one last question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I am.
The one with the most points.
All right, thanks, Hi.
That's a stupid question. Who gives a fuck about the Super Bowl? You do. You give a fuck about the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Your daughter's going to go to college on your
now the
Super
Derby.
Bowl earnings.
Now the Derby we can tell you about. That's another thing.
Okay, that's for another day.
that's too much for legend. Okay, thank you very much. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey.
In the OA, the movements, it reminded me of some of the hand movements that they do when they're standing in the middle of the circle of the Fasallah.
It is exactly the same. They are mocked in those images, and those symbols are from Fillory.
When you say Kupan Fillory, Bob, do you know who he's talking about?
Sorry, Bob doesn't watch TV, so he wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, so Fillory is Fillary, and what's the first name?
No, it's a place. It's on the Magician. The series of books. There were five, but no, there were six. No, there were five. No, there were six. There we go.
Yes, and I'm going to start on them today,
it's a place.
Probably.
It's a place. It's a place.
No, the series Magicians, I was going to start watching them tonight.
Okay. That's
so
good.
It's a place.
And what it's going to do is those are symbols, too, and it's very confusing, and it's bad acting, and blah, 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 blah. We're going to make it all better, but we're not, so just get over it. And then you can figure it all out, and it'll give you examples of how to apply your new knowing. You know things. See? That's the thing. You know things, but you don't know how to apply the things you know. And that's what we have to now develop to a line so you can start embracing the things you know. It's a practical magic. It's aperture science. You want this now to start being applied. You want to be able to do it. You've got to think by and by. You want to make it through the dirty here and now. And yet, your body, you're feeling better, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Aya.
Good. You're welcome.
Thank you. It's just that I was sometimes I'm almost afraid to say I am feeling better.
Acknowledge it to see. Yeah. Now we'll give you contrast because you're strong because you can't go through what you've gone through without being strong. Wah, wah, wah. Here's some goddamn Kleenex. Wipe your nose. Get over it. Get on with it. Get half your get out. We don't care. We want you thriving. We want you happy. And if you're not going to do that, then that's no good. Get right. And it's time to get on with it. And you're doing fine because you feel better now. We like that. So that's soft and patting and blah, 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 blah. We'll kick you right square in your ass, honey. Get up out of that bed and get on with your life. Get on with it. Get happy. And you're doing good. So it's a happy day. But we had to make sure you felt better before we started goading you a little bit. Say, come on, honey, let's go. And you got it, right?
Yeah, and it feels so good to feel good.
It is good.
Life is good. You can enjoy life more.
Well, life's supposed to be. Boring. That's the whole point. What would it be like to be eternal and not have comfort in your meat sack body? That would be yucky, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just like you can't enjoy life, so like, what the hell?
See, and that's why you had to go through that, because out of your pain comes your power. You see.
Mm-hmm. I had to go through the pain to get to my power.
Yes.
Oh.
Very happily. Yeah. That's why we're real soft with you, because you can have them smoke pretty hard. So it's going to be easy with you.
Good. I like it when Ayan is easy with me.
Yeah, it's good. It's just tell you, take it all, baby. Just take it all.
But, you know, Ayan, when you said that you were going to do it and it was just, I did what I could and it wasn't helping, you were going to do it. In that moment, I felt it was so easy to just get out of my way. And ever since that, I've just been like, hey, you know, Ayan said they're going to do it, so it's been easy for me to just get out of my own way.
It's certainly a libertine gospel, isn't it?
Yeah. It's strange feeling, but
not really. It's just as a little man, it felt hurt. It hurt. But it's when you start, the closer you get to God, the less that becomes strained.
Mm.
So, do the 109th Psalm.
Where can I find that?
It's a psalm, you know, the psalms in the Bible, the hundreds of them.
Yeah.
He's saying to read Psalm 109.
Oh, okay, so there's no specific book, it's just go to the Bible.
It's in the Bible book.
Okay, Eliza, we only got a few minutes, so you got another pressing question, 56. Or is that it?
Yeah, no, let me just, okay. Ayan, last night you said the axiom water or the drops are from the interval, the gap. Is this gap like the void?
Mm-hmm. It's what Bob says to his driver when he screams at them to gap it.
To gap it. Is this where
Which I never do.
Comes?
I never have done that.
He doesn't even ride in cars. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't own a car. He doesn't have anything to do with cars. So, good, we got that, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I want to bring Era in, if I can find her.
Alrighty.
Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of those who speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O
All participants are now unmuted.
Baby, do you have to do this?
Because I'm coming at you like a heart.
All participants are now muted.
I unmuted everybody. Sorry, Ion.
Down as of the locust.
Ira.
My knees are weak through fasting and my flesh.
It doesn't look like we're going to get there.
Ira, do you have a question? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Be
careful.
Lord,
try not to lead her on. Lord, it's hard for their voice because her love is so strong. You may fall in love. You meet her when you get
Sarah, stop it.
You should keep her. She's been fired.
Let them thirst, but bless thou when they arise. That them.
Go ahead, Ira. I can't find you, but just speak.
Yes, Ion. Is there something I should know about my helpers? I've got two helpers. Two young guys.
Wait a minute. Maybe I have muted Ion. Just a second. Sorry.
That is sure.
Yeah. What do you say, Ion? Two helpers. They're humans.
We said they're thieves.
They're thieves, Ira.
They're thieves.
They're thieves. They're thieves. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been forewarned. I knew it had
keep an eye on.
Okay.
Keep an eye on, Ira.
Keep an eye on.
Yep. All right.
Okay. See you
thank
next
you very
time.
Much.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Thank,
thank
you,
Ion.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ion.
We'll play on.